We are joined on the line by Maulana Ashraf Dokrat. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us this morning on the book review program. Maulana, the books that we discuss this morning on the program, Healing Wounded Hearts, the book discusses, you know, the dealing with the loss of a loved one, maintaining your relationship with the deceased, and dealing with the loss of a dear child. Now, these books deal with the very important topic, considering the fact that many people have lost near and dear ones in the last few weeks, in the last few months, and so on.
Yes, Maulana, I think these are very appropriate books and have been published at a very important time. We know that the death of a loved one is a very difficult test, and it's inevitable that we're going to experience this sometime in our lives. Islam is a complete way of life, and Islam has provided us with very, very appropriate and beautiful guidelines for us to manage during these difficult periods of our lives. And Deen al-Islam provides us guidance how we should think, how we should react, how we should behave, and also how we should grieve. It through its teachings gives us hope, it gives us courage, it gives us strength, and teaches us about the rewards that are in store for us if we bear our losses with patience. And also shows us practically the methods how we can continue to benefit from benefit our dear ones who have left this temporary world. So the teachings of Islam contain the greatest consolation for those who are grief-stricken, and it presents the ideal prescription to heal the hearts of the bereaved. Many times, Maulana, what happens is people fall into grief and sadness, and it leads them to depression and anxiety and feelings of complete despondency and misery, especially in these times where we unfortunately don't maintain enough contact with those people who have lost loved ones. And this leads to a type of a despair. Islam does not want us to display. And this despair and this complete feeling of loss is not the condition of a Muslim. A Muslim is guided by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understands the great rewards that come with loss. And this book is a gift for those people, in a sense, who have experienced the pain and the difficulty of losing their loved ones, and allows them then to move on in life and actually provides them with a type of a mindset that will strengthen them as far as their character is concerned and as far as their resolve is concerned.
Now, Mona, what does the author say? You know, why is it so important to have the correct mindset at the time of experiencing a loss?
Well, the author makes a number of arguments. He says, for example, that there is a psychology of iman, and this psychology of iman has a certain number of elements in them. A person has to understand that tests come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question that people ask always when they are tested with loss is, why has Allah put me through this? And so the author hopes to answer this question by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us because He loves us and He wants what is good for us. The tests are an excuse to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tests are an opportunity to fill the gaps in our heart with Allah's love. He discusses the idea of tafweez, resigning ourselves to the taqdeer, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radha bil qada. He discusses the idea of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions are always full of wisdom. He encourages us to acknowledge the actual source of the trial. That means things come from Allah, and to understand the reality of what we face, and so the mindset that the author is trying to create in all three of these books, you know, one is how we can, by thinking correctly and by directing our thoughts in the way that the Quran and the Sunnah and the teachings of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of the pious, what they want us to do and what how they want us to think. By directing our thoughts in that way, we will be able to be stronger and able to face these difficulties that.
And Marana, how does the author go about conveying his message?
Well, he relies heavily, you can imagine, on the Quran, on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also gives us a number of incidents from the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, from the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam even, and also from current events, stories that are of our own time. The author refers to stories that have happened, incidents that have happened to people, and in this way, you know, he draws our attention to people that were just like us, who were able to, who experienced great loss, but were able to overcome their difficulties. So relying heavily on du'as, for example, that I mentioned in the Sunnah, giving us an explanation of those, giving us practical advice about not, for example, brooding over our problems, not even bottling up our feelings, but crying when we need to cry. All of these are done in a very sensitive way and in a very, understanding way. The author uses the Quran, Sunnah, and also current examples from people's lives and many incidents to make the point, Mawlana.
And what are among these three books? What are each of the three books in the series about?
So the book one is dealing with the loss of a loved one. This is a general book that deals with how we should handle and how we should deal with somebody who we have lost. And the author says, for example, in the blurb of that section, the death of a loved one is a very difficult test which we face in our lives. Islam, which is a complete way of life, has provided us with the most beautiful guidelines to manage through these difficult periods of life. It provides guidance on how to think, react, behave, and grieve. It gives us hope, courage, and strength. It teaches us what rewards are in store for us if we bear these losses with patience, as well as the methods by which we can continue benefiting those dear ones who have left this temporary world. He says that this book was written as a gift for all many by Muslim brothers and sisters who have experienced the pain and difficulty of losing their loved ones. It will, inshallah, be of great benefit to those who may be struggling to come to terms with what has happened and will provide answers to many unanswered questions in their minds. And then the second book in the series, Healing Wounded Hearts, is called Maintaining Your Faith, and subtitled How We Can Benefit and Help Those Who Have Passed On. We often are faced with this question that how can we, despite the fact that the person is no longer with us, benefit them? And then wondering, that if they could speak to me, what would they ask me to do for them to assist them in that life? So this book has been written to answer these two questions and thoughts and explains the best methods by which we can continue benefiting those dear and dear ones who have left this temporary world. And then the third one is a more specific book dealing with the loss of a dear child. That is the greatest loss, the most difficult thing to experience, Molina. The loss of a, and it's more, perhaps one of the most challenging tests that one may bear. And this applies to parents who have lost stillborn babies, an infant, an adolescent, a teenager, or an adult son or daughter. And equally applies to those who have underwent the miscarriage. Our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in the Akhirah is greatly tested at such times. So this book was written as a gift for all those brothers and sisters who have experienced the pain and difficulty of losing their dear children. And this part of the book specifically deals with child loss in Islam. And this is why the author has written this third book, written in a very, thoughtful way. And each of these books have a summary of the book at the end of the book. So the main lessons of the book are brought together at the end of the book in a summary of the entire book, which I think is a good idea, just to refresh our minds at the end once we have read this book, Mulana.
And Mulana, where is the book available and the price of the book?
So the author is Mulana Imran Qaji. His brother, Ridwan Qaji, gave me these books as a gift. So I didn't pay for them, so I don't know how much they cost, Mulana, unfortunately. And I hope the brother knows that his brother is giving away his books free of charge. Mulana Imran Qaji has authored these lovely books, and they are available from him at, they say, for inquiries or copies, you can on 076-381-9030, or you can email him at imrnkajwe@gmail.com. imrnkajwe@gmail.com. And it is published under the publishing house Spiritual Light Publications, and they have a website, spirituallight.org.za. So I think, you know, those are the details where you can obtain the book from, Mulana. But certainly a worthwhile thing to keep at home, a worthwhile gift if you know somebody who has lost a loved one. And there's so many such people in our community today, Mulana. You are going to cry. You are going to feel hurt. But if you have a strict mindset and the correct mindset about it, and you know why you are doing what you are doing, and how to go about and how to overcome that to define yourself in, then I think you are going to be the better for it, Mulana. So let us try to get hold of this book if we have lost somebody dear, or if you know of somebody who needs just that little bit extra help. Perhaps this is what they've been waiting for to read, Mulana.
Anything else, Mulana, would like to add on about the books?
No, not at the moment, Mulana. I think that covers it, Mulana.
Jazakumullah khair, Mulana, for joining us on the book review program. And inshallah, we will speak to you next week.
Jazakumullah ahsan al-jazak, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.